Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, man. Hallelujah. How many are enjoying the Christmas season? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. The tradition of Christmas. How many like the tradition of Christmas? Come on, man. I love it. I love this tradition, if you will. But the tradition for me is it marks the birth of my Lord and Savior. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Good times. Amen. A good time. So if you will, if you open your Bible, I'm going to take you to Isaiah chapter 7. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Isaiah chapter 7. Ooh, hallelujah. Good worship. Good word, Terry. Hallelujah. I believe God's going to be opening the door for folks to stand up here and to speak a word that God has been giving you to somebody, because I really believe in body ministry. I really do. I'm not afraid for the Holy Spirit to take over a service and people begin to speak to one to another. I'm not afraid of that. Hallelujah. It might seem uncomfortable to some of you, and it might feel a little bit out of place because we're just not used to it. We're not used to moving that way. But I believe God is saying it's time that the body does ministry to itself, edifying one another in love. Is that right? What the Word of God says? Let that hit you, edifying one another, building up one another, strengthening one another in love. Hallelujah. And you watch what happens. When that begins to happen, it begins to build a very powerful body, a very powerful entity in the earth. And I believe it's called the kingdom of God. How many of you know what I'm saying about? Amen. It's the kingdom of God on earth. We've prayed it all our lives. How many say that? Amen to that. Thy kingdom come, Father, thy will be done. But listen to the words, what Jesus said to say, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. That's what the Lord is bringing us to, so that it can be seen on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God. Isn't that cool? I'm excited about the kingdom. I believe God is doing such a crazy work in the world that God is going to, because God is using one-on-one people with Him. He's calling you to His closet so that you can hear Him, so that He can give you orders of exactly what He wants you to do. He's calling you to that closet so that you will know the voice of the Lord, and you will walk in what those things are that He's given you in that closet. He's calling the body of Christ into His presence. And you know, we enter into His presence like this. But I'm going to tell you something. He's actually saying, I want you in your closet speaking to me, wherever that might be. Some of you, it's your car. Some of you, it might be your closet. Some of you, it might be the back bedroom. Some of you, it might be your yard. Some of you, it might be walking the streets of this city. Amen. Yeah. You're wearing out my shoes. Come on, man. Because that's what I do, is where God has placed my closet. It's all around this city, is my closet. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is building a body that is so different that the world's ever seen before. Amen? Amen. Folks, it's happening all over the world. It's not just here. It's all over the world. God is quickening the body of Christ. We're seeing things that we've never seen before, and we're going to see a lot more. Is it? Everybody say amen? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your word. Father, I'm asking You, Lord, that You would, as we look at Your word, Father, You would open our hearts. Lord, allow Your word to take first place in our life. We thank You for Your word, Father. We believe, God, that You have told us to seek You first. So, Lord, we seek You to speak to our hearts this morning. Lord, I ask You, Father, You would open my mouth and let me speak as I ought to speak, that every heart in the building might be ministered to by Your Spirit. I come against anything that is contrary to God's word. I come against anything that would distract, that would take away, that would steal the seed and the water in this service this morning, Father. I thank You for it. And if you agree, say amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. I love this verse. I'm going to find it in my Bible. I don't, you probably have it. No, not yet. They're waiting on me to put it on the... No, they're not waiting on me. Praise God. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14 says this, "Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and shall bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." Amen? Behold, the Lord himself will give you a sign. How many of you know that God likes to give us signs and wonders? Is that right? Yes. Can I tell you that the virgin birth is a sign? Is that right? It is a sign of the coming kingdom of God. It is the sign of the redemption of Israel, and not only the redemption of Israel, but it's a sign of the redemption of the Gentiles, who we are. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm a Gentile.
Yeah, I'm a saint.
I'm a Mexican. Is that right?
You're a
Mexican. Rosie goes, yeah, you're messy, all right? Yeah, I'm a Mexican. But I have been saved by Jesus. And you know what he made me? The Bible says that whosoever believes in him, he says, you become a new creature in Christ. Is that cool?
Yep.
Old things are passed away and all things become new. Is that right? All things are new. See, the Mexican passed away. It's a good thing too, because I can't speak very well in Spanish. I have to get my wife to translate for me. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. Can I tell you that when I got saved, that was a sign to me. To me, it was a sign. I go, there ain't nothing in the world that can do this, what's going on in my heart right now. Nothing in the world. I tried to quit drinking. I tried to do everything right. Couldn't do it. But then I gave my heart. I said, Jesus, I need your help. And boom, I was a new creation. Old things are passed away. Everybody say old things.
Old things.
Can I just tell you, your old life should be passing away, should be dropping off. There should be no evidence of your old life in your life today. Is that correct? Because all things, God's making everything brand new in your life. He's causing things to look different. He's causing you to be, some of you might not, a child of God.
Amen.
A man or a woman of God. Isn't that crazy? God, why would you want me to be a man of God? Why me? Why me, a pastor in this building? Why give me a building like this? Why? Can I tell you that God has a crazy plan? And he uses crazy people. Yeah. Hey, come on, man. When I look at y'all, I think, yeah, but you guys look crazy. Some of you are saying, man, there's some crazy people in this house. Isn't that right? Come on, man. Hallelujah. But you can, I will tell you that I am crazy about Jesus. I love him, man. He gave his life for me. He died on the cross for me. I love him. I love Lord. Do you love Jesus? Do you love God? Because God sent his son to die for you. Isn't that good? But it starts right in here. Behold, the Lord will show you a sign. A virgin shall conceive. I go, what? Can you imagine that? A virgin will be found to be with a baby. She's a virgin. Never been with a man. And she, and it says here, the Lord will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. You know, there's a scripture, it says if a prophet says a word and it does not come to pass, it makes him a false prophet. Do you guys know that? You know the word of God says that? You know that? Can you imagine all of men of Israel saying, well, Isaiah must be a false prophet because he died and that word about a virgin having a baby hasn't come to pass. Is that right? Hey, when God speaks a word, can I tell you he's faithful to do it? If he used his prophet Isaiah to speak, hey, there's going to be a virgin. She's going to be found to be with child. And she's a virgin. And she'll bring forth a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean?
God with us.
God with us. Amen? God with us. Whew. Aren't you glad? Come on, man. Hallelujah. See, God's not some faraway thing. Amen? He's not. He's right with you. His word says that in him we live and we move and we have our being in him. He told Job, if I was to pull my spirit off the earth, everybody would die. That's what he told Job. You see, we serve an incredible God. And isn't that crazy that he is in love with you?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Unbelievable.
To me, that's kind of, wow. God, you know everything I've done. You know who I am, what I think, how I think. How many can I say amen? You guys know what I'm talking about? He knows you. He knows you better than you know yourself. Fact of the matter is, he knows everything you're going to do next week. Cool, huh? He knows everything you can do the week after. He knows it. He knows it all. Can I tell you, from the foundation of the world, he brought you into the earth. He knows you. He knows you better than you know yourself. Isn't that crazy? And he says, I will send my son, I will die for them because I love them. I love my creation. God looked at the creation on that sixth day. Kicks back and goes, man, it's all good. It's good. But then he didn't just say it's good. He goes, it's very good. It's very good. I love it. God says, I love this. What he saw in Adam, he saw in all of us. Isn't that cool? But Adam, yeah, we won't go there. Says this. He would call his name Emmanuel. Let's go to Luke chapter 1. We're going to start at verse 26, if you will. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 26. The word of God says this, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth. I like this part. How many of you know, Brother David, where are you, bro? Sent me a message yesterday. He says, hey, angels are here to help us and to protect us, something like that. Yep. And I said, yeah, man. And here it is. And here is Gabriel. God sent Gabriel to Nazareth to a virgin espoused to be a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. She goes, what? Who are you again? My name's Gabriel. The angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob for how long? For a couple weeks? For a couple years? The word of God says forever. And of his kingdom there shall be what? No end. How many know we're in an eternal kingdom? Do you guys know that? Do you guys remember Nebuchadnezzar when he had a dream? He had a dream about this giant. Top was gold. His head was gold. Silver from his shoulders a little bit. And then he got all the way down to his feet and he was gray. He was had clay and iron mixed in together. He needed somebody to explain to him the dream. He couldn't find anybody. Finally, Daniel explains to him the dream. And in this dream, he saw, Bible, Daniel says, and you saw a stone that was cut out of the rock. How many of you know who the rock is? The word of God says the rock was Christ, is Jesus. He said, you saw a stone and it smote the image in the legs. Is that right? And then it says this, and that stone became a great mountain. Is that right? Do you know that the mountain, when you look at the Word of God and you're reading and it says, let's go up to the mountain of the Lord, do you know it's talking about Jesus? It is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, this great mountain became a kingdom and it took over the whole world. Isn't that cool? Praise God, man. We are in a kingdom, and then it's an eternal kingdom. And God is in charge of this kingdom. Jesus is the governor of this kingdom. How many know that? Amen? Praise God. Glory to God. And he says this. Mary says this, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore, that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her what? In her old age. Come on. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be what? Can I tell you that with God, nothing's impossible? Nothing is impossible. Amen?
Amen.
How many know that? Come on. With God, nothing is impossible. Can I say that to you one more time? Just let me say it one more time. With God, nothing is impossible.
Amen.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe that God can do anything?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Can he can do anything, but he can't go against his word, can he? But he can do, I mean, with God, all things are possible. Is that right? Oh, man. Come on. How much? All things are possible. Hallelujah. I want to take you to Romans chapter 4, verse 21. I love this. How many of you are fully persuaded that God can do anything he needs to do?
Yep.
Here's the word of God says, verse 21 says, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. It's talking about Abraham when God had told him that his wife, who was then 90, was going to have a child. The Bible says that he didn't waver. His faith didn't waver. He did tell God, well, I'm an old guy, but still he was fully persuaded that what God had said he was able to perform. Is God able to perform for you? Is God able to do what he's told you? How many of you believe that? Come on, God is a God that asks us to believe in him. He asks us to believe what I tell you. Been thinking about 2020, and the Lord gave me a scripture in Chronicles, and I think it's First Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. It says, believe the prophets and show how you prosper. Do you believe what the Word of God says? Do you believe it? Or do you take a piece here and a piece there? Only the pieces that pertain to me, I believe. Is that the way you operate? I'm going to tell you what. God says don't operate that way. Because I will tell you that God is doing something in your life. And you can find whatever's going on in your life. You'll find an answer in the Word of God for it. He will show you. He will reveal to you the things that he's doing in your life. Is that okay? But you got to go to him. Pastor Henry can't help you. Well, I can try to help you. But I can't give you what you need. Is that right? You have to be on a relationship with your Heavenly Father, one-on-one. Amen? Can I tell you? If you're trusting Henry, Henry can fail. How many know that? I'm glad I'm telling you this. Is that correct? I'm glad. Because when we get to heaven, you might be saying, well, Henry told me this. Well, no. Or brother, who we were talking about this morning, Brother Jimmy Swagger told me this. God said, I don't even know you. Isn't that crazy? God wants us to know him. He's asking you to know him. Hallelujah. Are you fully persuaded that what he says he can do, he'll do it? Are you fully persuaded? Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go to Mark chapter 10, verses 21 through 27. This is a story about a young man that came running up to Jesus and fell at his knees and said, Lord, what must I do to obtain eternal life? What do I have to do? And Jesus said, well, you know, obey your parents, don't steal, don't cuss. Kind of laid out the law for him. And that young man tells him, I've done all of this since my youth. All of it. Jesus looked at him and says, one thing you lack. And he told him, go and sell everything you own and give to the poor. I'm glad that wasn't me. How many of you say amen? I said, man, okay. You guys, you know what I'm talking about. You know. He said, go sell it all and give to the poor. And then you'll have kingdom. You'll have life.
Eternal life.
And the young man got real sad, turned around and left. And here's where, and then Jesus, can you go back that one? I think you might have a backup one on me. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said to him, one thing you lack, go your way, sell whatsoever you have and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. Everybody say, take up the cross. And come and take up the cross. Everybody say, take up the cross.
Take up the cross.
How many love the cross?
Amen.
Yeah. How many love taking up your own cross? Woo! I'm going to tell you something, man. It's not fun. Is that right?
Amen.
Take up the cross and follow me. Jesus tells us to do that. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Do you know that Jesus tells us? See, this is one of those scriptures. You know, this is not... Is this your favorite scripture? Well, not really. Why is that? Because I'm not so... there's a lot of things that the Lord might ask you to take up or to crucify. Is that right? Taking up your cross means dying to yourself and allowing God to do what he wants to do in your life. Is that okay? Man, there's not a lot of people that like to do that. How many know that? I've told you about my 55 Chevy sitting in my yard.
Yep.
Poor thing. I feel sorry for it. I would love to get to it. I'd love to get, man, but you see, my affection has changed. My affection has gone into the kingdom and my affections. And I realize that that has been something that I had to put on the cross. Some of you are relating to what I'm saying to you, but there are things in your life that you have to put on the cross in order for God to say, hey, man, I will take you on from here. He says, so he tells that young man, he says, one thing you lack, go your way, sell everything that you have and give to the poor and you shall have treasure in heaven. Come, take up the cross and follow me. You see, I have taken up the cross and I'm following him. How many say amen to that? How many of you intend to do that? How many of you know that there's some things in your life that probably God is saying that needs to die? That's part of the old man. Can I tell you something? The old man, nothing transfers to the new man. The old man dies on the cross. So anything that looks like the old man has to die in order for the new man to have total control. Does that make sense to you? It is the Spirit of God that will help you to understand these things, that those things that are within you, the things that have been driving you, the things that you have to hold, that you are holding on from the old man. He's saying, let go. Let it go and watch what I'll do with you. And that's cool. Ooh, man. That's for somebody. I can feel that one. And it says, take up the cross, follow me. And he was sad at that saying. And went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around about and said to his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. That's kind of an astonishing thing, isn't it? He says this, And Jesus answered them again and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them who trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? Can I tell you something? That trusting in what you have will not hold you. Can I say that to you? How hardly can that person enter in the kingdom of God when he's holding on to everything? Can I tell you your bank account's not going to carry you? Can I tell you that? Your bank account, when you're laying... especially in today's world, when everybody, you walk in the hospital, everybody's got a piece of your money. Is that right? How many like that? You walk in there, man, oh, you got the the anesthesiologist, and you got the even the guy answering the phone up front gets something out of it. Come on, man. Because when you look at the, you say, what? What did they do?
Janitor.
Yeah, all he did was the janitor. Yeah, all he did was prescribe to me something to take, and I got all these hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars. Is that right?
Right.
And let me tell you, when you're walking in that door, they love to see you.
Oh, yeah.
How many know that?
Cha-ching.
They love to see you. Come on, we love you. Come on in. We love you so much, we're going to let you sit in our waiting room for a while.
Yeah.
Amen? Come on. How many ever experienced that before? Man, my boy was rolling around on the floor. His appendix, he's rolling around the floor. We say, is somebody going to help him? Come on, man. He says this, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? Jesus, looking upon them, said this, with men it is impossible, but with God. But not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Is that right? Can I tell you, God knows exactly where you're at. He cares about you. He knows where you're at. He knows what you're doing. Let me just say that to you. He knows you. Hallelujah. I want you to put up Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Says this, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. Is that right? Is that what the Word of God says? Look, this is a scripture out of the Word of God. This is something that will help you. Don't lean on your own understanding. How many of you know what gets us in trouble is that we lean on our own understanding? Is that right? We start telling ourselves stuff. Well, I can't do that. I can't be healed. You're leaning on your own understanding when the Word of God will tell you, all things are possible to them that believe. Is that right? God is able to do far abundantly above all that you can even think of. He's able to do even past that for your life, for your life. Is that right? That we won't go to him. We won't spend time with him. We won't say, God, what are you saying to me? We spend all of our time doing everything else but going after what God is doing. Isn't that crazy? And you watch when it all winds up and you're standing before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you and the Lord is looking at you, what are you going to say? Well, God, I didn't realize that my time would be so short. What, I don't know what to say. Don't lean on your own understanding. Trust him. He will take you to where you need to be. He's a good God, and he knows everything about you. Is that right? Amen? Hallelujah. He knows it all. Glory to God. Let's go back to Luke where she's starting at verse 38, where he's talking to Mary. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her, and Mary arose in those days and went to the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I love that. And she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, she said, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of your salutation sounded in my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. Ladies, you guys have experienced that before, haven't you? The baby has jumped? How many of you? I never experienced those kind of things, but I know, ladies, some of you have experienced that. Is that right? When the baby jumps or kicks, is that right? But Elizabeth says pretty clear. She says, he's jumping for joy. How many like jumping for joy? Come on, I'm one of those pastors, you know. I mean, I jump a lot. I love jumping. It's because one day, because I didn't jump. I used to want to jump. My wife would be, woo, praise the Lord, jumping around and everything. And I'm looking at her, and I'm going like this. My feet are never, never leaving the floor. And it's cool because I wanted to jump, but for some reason, I was afraid of all the people around me. You ever been like that? Just scared of folks. But I wouldn't jump. My feet were just coming off. And I was like, praise God. And the Lord said something to me. If you want to jump, jump.
Jump. How high?
Woo. And when he said that, man, my feet come off. And something changed within me. Can I tell you, something broke? It seriously broke something in my life. And now you guys probably see me jumping around like, they think I'm crazy. I'm 65 years old. I mean, amen? And I'm still jumping. I'm going to be 70, and I'll still be jumping. I will be 80, and I'll still be jumping. Amen? I'll go to 90. Hallelujah. And somebody's going to say, amen, do you still jump? Oh, watch this. Watch this. When I'm 100... Come on, somebody. When I'm 100, I will be jumping higher than I ever jumped in my life. Amen? Yeah. Hey, I'm not lying. I'm prophesying. You get that? Come on, man. Hallelujah. See, I don't expect things like a lot of us expect in this world. I don't expect to get sick. The Bible says by his stripes you've been healed. I don't expect to lose all my finances. The Lord says, I will prosper you and I will give you everything you need.
Everything.
Can I tell you God knows how much gas is? Can I tell you he knows how much your house payment is, your rent? He knows everything about you. That's why he says, when you come to me, he says, don't pray with repeating. He goes, because I know everything you need before you ask me. Whew. He tells you how to pray. Pray in my spirit. Pray in my spirit. Allow me access to your heart and to your voice. And allow me to pray through you so that I can bring things to you that you never thought you'd see. I was telling somebody this morning, this house, this church, purchased it beginning of this year. My wife, we're simple folk. Isn't that right, Rosie? Yeah, I'm simpler than her. We're simple folk. I worked for 33 years at the mine. 33 years. When I buy a vehicle, it takes me 5 years. Pay it off. Let me say amen to that.
Amen.
Yeah. And Rosie and I, we're faithful to our payments. What God's done. God says, I want you to pastor a house. Are you crazy? But I did. I took it. Rosie said, man, this is what he wants us to do. We're going to do it. And so we come in here and we're in this building. Amazing story. But you guys know, at the beginning of this year, we paid this building off. Within 5 years, over $1 million. Come on. Can God do far above all the things that you think? He can prosper you in a way you've got no idea. And to leave him out of your life is such an incorrect thing to do because he's trying to take you someplace. You're in this earth right now at this time for a reason. If anything, just to go up and say, man, I just thank God that, man, you know what? I live in America. Amen? Whatever. How many know it's a blessing to live in this country?
Right.
We shouldn't abuse it. Amen? We shouldn't abuse what God has given us. And especially by not going into a prayer closet, not speaking to God, only telling him things when you're hurting or you need something. Oh. God loves you. He loves you all the time. Amen. You can come to him all the time. Praise God. I'm going to read this. For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy, and blessed is she that believes. For there shall be a performance of those things which were not told her from the Lord, which were told her from the Lord. There shall be a performance. Is that right? Is God going to do what he says he's going to do? Mary was going to have a baby. Amen. Without never touching a man, she was going to have a baby. Praise God. That's God. Mary said, my soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. How many know that? We would say, hey, Mary is blessed. How many know that? She was a blessed woman. Is that right? She was highly favored. How many know that she was highly favored? How many of you know that God chose her for this? Is that right? Woo, I love it. He chose her. She was chosen. For he that is mighty has done great things, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts, and he has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, to his seed forever. And when she finished, it said, Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. Mary went, I was just looking at this, just kind of one of those things that you look at. Mary went to Elizabeth's house when Elizabeth was 6 months in, when she had been, how many know 3 more months and she was going to have that baby, is that right? Yeah. Mary left just before John the Baptist was born. Isn't that cool? Oh, there's another sermon right there. I can yell at it, but check this out. How many know the Word of God says that? I want you to put up Matthew chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. The Word of God says this. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord, by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is what? God with us. Aren't you glad God's with you? Are you glad? Do you know that God's with you? Hallelujah. Oh, I just got this one story. Did I talk about the conveyor belts last week? Was that last week? I didn't want to talk about the conveyor belts again, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you another conveyor belt story. You guys all right? At the mine, there are conveyor belts, and they carry ore into a mill. And one of the conveyor belts is a what we call the mill feed belt. Is that right, Rick? Are we along the same line? This is my supervisor sitting right here. So I thought I'd better tell a story about the conveyor belts. I used to be on a crew where we would change the belts. We would replace them. And so there was 4 of us, and when we would replace the belt, we would take all these. If you ever see a conveyor belt in a mine or something, or even out on the, if you look at gravel pits or stuff, you'll see that conveyor belt has one roller on the right in the middle of it, and 2 of them standing up this way, and that is to create a kind of a ditch in there so that the ore can get in there and not fall off the sides. Well, anyway, every time we would put a new belt on, we would replace all the idlers. So I was cutting idlers off. I was cutting them. They only had 4 bolts on the frame. I would cut at the bolts. The belt's right here. I'm kind of standing on the belt, reaching down, kneeling down, cutting bolts. And while I was cutting, the belt shifted. Shouldn't have. That belt is at an angle. It's at an angle. It is held by a locking device when it stops, so that all that ore doesn't run backwards. It has a locking device when it stops to hold it. Well, if you cut the belt, it's going to take off on you. Right. So you got to put some kind of a bracket or a brace on it to make it stay there. Well, I'm cutting. I'm trusting my fellow workers that they're doing what they need to be doing, because I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm cutting the idlers. I'm cutting bolts on the idlers so we can knock them down. And when I felt the belt shift, I don't even know why. I stood up, and when I stood up, we were right by this walkway that goes, it's right in the middle of the mill. There's a walkway that goes from the control room all the way out. When I stood up, I noticed somebody's shoes right there, steel toe shoes. And I looked, I kind of saw it, and I said, well, maybe my supervisor, I don't know who's watching me, Rick. But I cut the bolt, I go back to cut the bolt, and one of my coworkers cut that belt, and the belt just starts sliding away. And he didn't put brackets to hold it, so it's sliding away, and I'm trying my best to stand up on this belt. It's got a drop below it, and there's gaps in this belt where I could fall through, and I knew it. My first instinct was to throw that torch. It was still running. It was still burning. I wanted to throw it up on that deck, but I remembered that guy standing there. I saw him standing there. So I'm holding the torch, and I've got cutting goggles on, and I'm kind of dancing on this belt, and all of a sudden, I feel somebody pick me up from my shoulder, from my underneath my armpits, held me up. The belt slid out, and sure enough, there was a great big gap there I could have gone through, but I was able to put my feet back down. And I turned off the torch, pulled my lid, and I looked back, and there was nobody there. No supervisor, nobody. I looked at the guy that was helping me. He's standing there with a knife in his hand going, I forgot. He's yelling at me. And I'm yelling back at him, who helped me? Who helped me? Who picked me up? They said, nobody picked you up. I know what I know. I know I was lifted. I know. You see, the Word of God says it's God with us. He's with you no matter what you're doing, no matter where you're at, He's with you. Sometimes the way we pray, Lord, come down, Lord, come down. He said, come down? What are you talking about? I'm with you. I'm here. What are you asking for? Do you not get it that I am with you even to the end of the world? I'm with you. We were driving, Rosie and I were driving to Bisbee. We used to go to Bisbee quite a bit because we're from Bisbee. Praise God. How many have been to Bisbee? I mean, it's the vacation capital of the world. It's beautiful. Come on, man. Bisbee, Arizona. We're driving to Bisbee. We're going through Highway 92, I think, or 90. We're heading on Huachuca Highway going towards Fort Huachuca off of the interstate. And I'm cruising there. Had this big station wagon we were driving at the time. We're driving. Rosie's asleep. And while I'm driving, I'm not thinking of anything. Got some music playing. And all of a sudden, I see this red Ford station wagon, old 1963, I don't know, I'm not sure what year it was. It had stuff all packed on the inside, stuff on top of it, pulls out right in front of me, right in front of me. And I slam on the brakes, and Rosie wakes up and she goes, what's wrong with you? Because I put my hand out to hold her, and she goes, what's wrong with you? And I said, there's the car. And I look, and there's no car. I go, what the heck? And right when I looked back again, here came that car pulled out right in front of me. But this time, I had slowed down enough where I stopped, where I could just not, I almost hit it again. But it just pulled right out. You see, the Lord showed that to me. He let me see it before it happened. It slowed me down so that when it did happen, see, God is with you. He's always with you. He's never going to leave you, never going to forsake you because He cares about you. And see, these things I know. These things are testimonies to me. These things are things that are precious to me because God has showed me that I am always with you, Henry. Why are you with me? Amen? Why me? Because He loves you. That's why. Because He loves you. Check this out. Glory to God. Jesus said in Matthew 28:20, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. John chapter 14, 15 through 17 says this. Watch this. Why is He with you? Why does He love you? Why? How is He going to be with you forever? Did I get that right, brother? John 14, 15 through 17. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do you see? Listen to this. If you love me, keep my commandments. I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter. That word is somebody that comes alongside. I'll tell you, that is the Holy Spirit. He will give you the Holy Spirit, and he may abide with you forever. See, the Spirit of God. Jesus told his disciples, it's expedient that I go away so that the Holy Spirit can come to you. Because that Holy Spirit, Jesus was limited to where he was at the time. But he said, when I go away, I'm going to send my Spirit. And you're going to, and that's how God is with us all the time. It's by his Spirit. It's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by his Spirit. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And he says that he may abide with you forever. How long is he going to be with you? Forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him. Neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you. And then he says something else. He'll be in you. See, the Holy Spirit desires to come within you so that he can lead you and guide you, pray for you. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Check this out. Chosen. The word Merriam Dictionary says this, chosen. You have been chosen. One who is the object of choice or divine favor. That's what chosen means, according to Merriam-Webster. An elect person and favored. Mary and Elizabeth were chosen by God. Amen? Chosen to be the mom. Chosen to be the mom of John the Baptist and the mom of Jesus. These people were chosen. Can I tell you also that you are chosen? You are the elect of God. When Paul the Apostle, sometimes in some of his letters to the churches, he would write to the elect of God. That's who we are. You are the elect. Do you know you're chosen? Do you know you're favored, just like that, what the angel told Mary? You are highly favored. You are favored. Can I tell you this? You're God's favorite. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm God's favorite. Look at the other one and say, no, I'm God's favorite. No, not you. I'm God's favorite. Look at your neighbor and tell them that. Hey, I'm God's favorite. You are God's favorite. Do you know that? Do you know that? He loves you. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 says this. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Do you see when he chose you? When was the lineup? When it happened? The word of God says before the foundation of the world, he chose you. That's why you weren't born in the 1800s with, what's his name? I was going to say Matt Dillon. That was Gunsmoke. Yeah. with the Earp brothers. Wyatt and all his brothers, you weren't chosen during the 1800s. You were chosen to be here now on the earth, right now, going through everything you're going through, because everything you go through is to build you and strengthen you if you'll allow God to do it for you. Sometimes we get mad at God because we don't think it's going right. But the fact of the matter is he's building you and he's strengthening you because you are chosen. He's placed things within you that you don't even know. Amen? Come on, man. I was at a young man's house yesterday looking at a machine that creates aircraft parts. It's in his garage and it's running. And he's making parts. I said, man, dude, I can't believe you're doing this kind of stuff. He says, yeah, Raytheon's paying me a lot of money for this. Come on. See, because God places things within you, things that you'll love, things that you never thought you could do. And you're not too old. Never think that you're too old. Age has nothing to do with the kingdom of God. When God exposes something, he exposes it for now. Is that cool? You were chosen from the foundation of the earth. You had no idea. How many remember that? How many remember standing in line getting chosen? You. How many remember that? Come on. See, God knows the beginning and the end. He knows the end from the beginning. One more scripture for you, and then I'm going to let you go. You guys say, oh, come on, please. Give us one more. 2 Thessalonians says this, 2:13, and then I give you one after this. I love it. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren. Beloved of the Lord. I did say that to you. I'm always giving thanks for you. I'm always giving, hey, God, thank you for the people of God. Because God from the beginning Because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Do you see what the Word of God says? From the when? From when? The beginning of your life? Robert, when's your birthday?
January 7th.
Is that when he did that? No. That's when he sent you here.
Right.
You were sent here to this earth on your birthday from God. How's that? How do you like that? You were sent by God onto this earth on your birthday or 9 months before your birthday, whatever you want to, however you want to say it. You were sent to do the things that he has for you in the earth today. Isn't that crazy? So that you might be a blessing to those around you. So that you might go and produce fruit that lives and lasts forever. It's called love, joy, peace, long-suffering. One more scripture. The last one is John. This is our power verse today. John chapter 15, verse 16 says, "You have not chosen me." How many like that? See, you thought you chose God, didn't you? You said, "You know what? I'm going to give my heart to God. I think today is the day. I'm going to give my heart to God." No. It says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." And then he says this, "And ordained you, that you should go forth and bring forth fruit. And that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may do what?" Ooh, can I tell you that God wants to give you what you ask, what you ask him for? But you got to have his word dwelling within you. Because his word gives you some kind of a compass on what to ask for when it needs to happen. How many know? How many say amen to that? God knows what you need of when you pray. Can you stand? Glory to God. Woo. You are chosen. Chosen of God. Hallelujah. Chosen. How many of you were first choice whenever you... We're going to play basketball. How many of you were ever first choice? Oh, man. How many of you were... When you were playing baseball, you were first choice. Come on, Pat, put your hand up. I know you were first choice. Yeah? How many of you were first choice? I was never first choice. I was always back there in the back waiting. And then everybody's looking at me saying, "You want him? No, I don't want him. You want him? No, I don't want him." But praise God, I was chosen by God. Come on, man. Praise God. Can I tell you, you are chosen. Hallelujah. And God does not make mistakes. Know that. Amen. He's chosen you for a reason. And the reason is within you. The kingdom of God is in you. Amen. Fear not, little flock. It is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord. Father, I ask you, Lord, that you would take this word and place it deep in the heart of the elect, those that you've chosen, those that you've called. Father, we're here today because it's your will. It's what you have asked. So, Father, we thank you for it. We praise you for it, God. If there's anybody in the house, listen to me. If you've never given Christ a chance in your life, today's the day you can say, "Lord, I love you." Pray with me this prayer real quick. Dear Lord Jesus, forgive me. I know I've sinned. You know I've sinned. Forgive me of my sin. I know that Jesus died on a cross to wash my sins away. And after he died, he went into hell and paid for my sins. And you resurrected him in 3 days to justify me. Lord Jesus, I believe you. Come into my heart. Thank you, Lord. I give you my life. In Jesus' name, If you agree with that, if you said that this morning, you have been saved. God has saved you. He has paid a price for you. And you've received him. You are now a son or a daughter of God. How many say amen to that? Amen. Hallelujah. Shake one another's hands and give each other a hug and say thank you for coming to the house of God this morning. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.